Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A new book called Fighting the Good Fight by George Marlin is the history of the New York Conservative Party. It's a copiously researched book that describes how a group of persevering conservatives overthrew the ultra-liberal Rockefeller-Javits-Lindsay triad that had maintained a stranglehold over New York all during the 1960s. The Conservative Party of New York was founded in 1962, and its purpose was to save New York from the big-spending Republicans, Governor Nelson Rockefeller and Senator Jacob Javits. The Conservative Party became the guardian of working-class New Yorkers, men and women who subscribed to the belief that to be good citizens, it is essential to love the family, neighborhood, country, and God, and just as important to respect an ethic of hard work. Now, how could such a successful grassroots conservative movement have been born in the middle of New York's stifling liberalism? It was precisely because New York had gone so overboard with tax and spend policies and scorn for traditional values that a conservative party became not only possible, but desperately needed. The founding fathers of the Conservative Party included Kieran O'Doherty, Charles Edison, the son of Thomas, and William Buckley. This small group grew into a statewide conservative party. Its first victim was Nelson Rockefeller, whose presidential ambitions this conservative party really demolished. In 1970, the Conservative Party elected its own senator in James Buckley and won final victory against the Rockefeller machine by toppling its liberal ideological heir, Senator Jacob Javits, in the 1980 Republican primary. By then, the conservative constituency, although quite small, was organized well enough to wield significant clout in almost all New York campaigns. For those interested in how the conservative movement developed in America, this book called Fighting the Good Fight is a good place to start.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Have you visited our website? It's your source for a conservative perspective on education, government, family, and the latest liberal agenda. At www.eagleforum.org, you can write Congress, join Eagle Forum, and download our congressional scoreboard, our first reading test, even this radio broadcast. Log on to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, you know you're in trouble when your secretary tells you the FBI is on line one, the DA is on line two, and CBS is on line three. Derry Brownfield.
That's why we just have one line into our office. Anyway, it's good to have you aboard on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. This weekend, this Friday, actually, I will be in Sturgis, South Dakota at the 7th Annual Home and Ag Show. Now, this is... You think of Sturgis, South Dakota, you think only of motorcyclists, okay? But once in a while, they do something a little different in Sturgis. And on Friday, February the 18th, they will turn the LaZelle Street into, I guess it's on LaZelle Street. Anyway, that's where the community center is going to be, but they're going to turn it into a bull sale. And they will be the pen of three bulls. They'll start... They'll open at 10 a.m. and they'll be there till 4 p.m. I understand these bulls will sell by private treaty. So if you need a different bull, young bulls, whatever it happens to be, there'll be pens of bulls there, pens of three, and you can buy bulls. Also, there'll be indoor booths. There'll be a lot of activities going on in that area. And then at 9:00 in the morning, I will be broadcasting live from the studio of KBHB. Normally, I'm tape delayed in KBHB, at KBHB, but they're going to have me on live from 9 until 10, actually from 9:06 until 10. That's South Dakota time now. So our local listeners there in that five-state area will be able to call in and comment on the show live. Anyway... I then will be the featured speaker that afternoon at the theater, and that takes place at 4:00 in the afternoon. So anyway, looking forward to going to the Chamber of Commerce 7th Annual Home and Ag Show and Pen of Three Bulls coming up this Friday, February the 18th, 2005. Be there. Be glad to visit with you. We'll have some fun in Sturgis. And don't forget, you'll be able to call in to KBHB Live at 9 a.m. South Dakota time. Now, back to the water metering bill. It's House Bill 1433. It's in Missouri. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it's coming to a community near you. In fact, it's coming to your backyard sooner or later because these bills are not thought up by local individuals. They come from the top down. It is all part of the big puzzle, which is federal land use control by watersheds. And for whatever it's worth, we've discussed it here in Missouri, and I would like to discuss it a little more in detail because there's enough local people, and if for no other reason you need to understand this is happening, yes, it's happening in Missouri, And it's probably happening right in your home community, and you're not aware of it, just like these Missourians were not aware of it. They didn't know it was happening until the bill passed. It was sneaked in because these legislators tend to be a little sneaky sometimes, like old Sneaky Snake. He'll slip up and get your root beer if you're not watching. And they snuck this thing in. However, enough local people, and I mean they have become so upset that there are now two bills that will actually do away with this bill. There's two bills out now to repeal the process of this well metering bill. I call it the well metering bill. I don't remember what they really called it, but we'll find out in just a minute because I have with me today Ray Cuneo and Russell Wood. Ray, what is the deal here? What's happening? Hello, Ray. Ray, are you there? Ray isn't there. Russell, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I don't know. We've lost Ray.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you what, it's calving time, and he's stuck in the mud down there someplace because...
He might be. Yeah. The bill that was passed is... actually, it's called a Watershed Improvement District. It deals with the placement of septic tanks. But the general overall purpose of the whole thing is it establishes a watershed district, which is a political subdivision of the state, and therefore has the powers that go along with political subdivisions, such as the ability to, or the authorization, to call for a tax levy, to borrow, to issue bonds, to... do this sort of thing. And there, one particular part of it that is a big concern is that it says the district shall implement procedures to regulate the area within the district and to educate property owners within the district about the requirements imposed by the district. And that doesn't set real well with property owners. They're going to educate property owners about the requirements imposed by the district. Who is? You know, they're not elected officials. They're it's a group set up that way. And this is one of the spookiest things about the whole thing. The water metering right now, the water monitoring, they are proposing to separate themselves from that.
What do you mean by separate themselves from that?
They put a new bill in that eliminates that part of the bill. See?
About what? Which part? About
the water metering.
The water metering.
Yeah.
Yeah. They also changed the bill somewhat concerning the number of people that can vote, et cetera. Did they not?
They changed the number for establishing a new district. Now, one has to keep in mind that there are two major sections to this bill. One established a 9-county district. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about that one. It was established.
Okay, hang on. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Have returned visiting with Russell Wood and Ray Cuneo today, talking about how the big puzzle is that it has to do with federal control of our land through watershed districts. The whole idea is to take the power away from the county governments and give it to watershed district governments, people who are not elected, people who we have no control over whatsoever. And, Russell, you were just about to explain this.
The bill, we were talking about the 20% that was changed on the number on a petition. That has to do with the other section of the bill, which provides for establishing new watershed districts anywhere in the state. So there are two separate parts to this. The nine county district, which is now in, it's here, it's real. That was mandated by the state legislature through this bill. There was in some cases in the counties, there are three counties here that I'm very familiar with, that the county commissioners have told us that they weren't even aware of it, let alone consulted about being included in this thing.
Well, they wouldn't want to be made aware. I mean, the county commissioners would, but the powers that be wouldn't want them to be made aware of it, because what it does, it takes the power from them and gives it to unelected people, right?
Well, it seems quite apparent that they didn't want them included. And, well, as a matter of fact, they've had a organizational meeting. They had it back December 15th. And these three counties were not even made aware that there was a meeting being held. Each county is supposed to have a delegate to this meeting.
That's why I mentioned a moment ago, this is probably happening in everyone else's backyard, and they're not aware of it.
Could well be.
I mean, I'm talking about across this whole nation of ours, because this thing is happening on a nationwide basis.
This the sponsor of this particular bill, Representative Dennis Wood, made the statement that this White River Watershed District, which they've implemented, is going to be used as a model nationwide. Now, what's that mean?
Yeah, and how would he know that?
Yeah.
See, how would he even know that? If he is a state legislature, that is hired. He's hired help as far as his district is concerned.
Yes.
How would he know that they're going to make a model for the entire nation out of that?
And who is they?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
See, he's getting his orders from upstairs. There is no doubt about that. This is a plan, and when we come back, we'll discuss it in more detail.
Okay.
You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
Is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
And we have returned. It was January the 31st. It was on a Monday that Jeff and I went to, where'd we go, Jeff? Owensville, wasn't it? We went to Owensville, Missouri, where the room was packed. Someone had counted the individuals. There was 504 people in this relatively small building. And because nobody thought there was going to be that many people turned out, and they were, as one of my old mentors used to say, they were plumb upset because they had seen this thing get passed and nobody knew it was even in the works, and even some of the legislators that voted for it thought they voted on a 2-page bill, and I don't remember if it was 12 or 14 pages when it actually came out. They didn't even get to see the entire bill. Then there was another meeting held, and Jeff, I guess we missed that one. It was supposedly a little more on the wild side than the one that you and I attended. But on February the 10th, there's a meeting in another town, Gainesville, to get these bills to repeal HB 1433, which is the bill that had to do with the water well meeting and the setting up of these watershed improvement districts. Tell us what happened there, Russell.
Well, there were, again, it was a standing room only crowd. And we've met down there before. This was not the first time we'd gathered in that particular area. So it wasn't like it was the first blush, you know. But anyway, Representative Dennis Wood.
Now, he is a sponsor. He was a sponsor of the original bill that called all to stink, right?
That's correct. He came over, and And you do have to give him credit for that after going through that Owensville thing. He came there and...
Did he have bodyguards with him?
Well, it was a little difficult maintaining order, but he presented his version of it. And the people started being a little discourteous, you might say. But we got that in hand, and they listened to his what he had to say about it. But you know, they didn't believe it. They and it's partly it's very understandable because one of the first things he said was that the Speaker of the House, the State House of Missouri, was supportive of his bill. Dennis Wood's bill. While he was saying that, I was holding in my hand a copy of a House bill that had been filed just one day prior to that, that showed the Speaker of the House as a co-sponsor.
Really?
Of the bill to repeal. So it's hard to keep your credibility afloat with those kind of remarks. Previously, he had said that Farm Bureau supported his bill. There was a hearing in Jefferson City on Senate Bill 172 to repeal, and Farm Bureau testified in favor of repeal. So
he hadn't done his homework, you think, or he was actually lying about it?
Well, he knew where the... Surely he would have known where the Speaker of the House, my goodness, there's a lot of difference between supporting my bill and signing on as a co-sponsor for something just the opposite. I think you'd know that.
So the people got upset.
Well, they just weren't buying anything he was selling. They keep saying that this is a voluntary program when there was absolutely nothing about being included in this 9-county district that was voluntary. You just you woke up one morning and, hey, you're in this new political subdivision, and you didn't even know about it.
And this political subdivision has the power to levy taxes, right?
To propose tax levies.
Yes.
They actually have to be voted on by individual county
right.
voters. But they can set it, and if a county does not approve the tax levy, there is no provision for them being out of the district. The summary page on that original bill says that, you know, if they don't approve it, then they can get out of it. That is not true. There's nothing in the bill at all that provides for that.
But the summary page says it.
Well, it is not true, though.
Right, but I mean, how can they write a summary page that doesn't tell what is in the bill?
You got me. But that's what was done, and there's more than one mistake in that summary page. And and to the credit of some of the legislators who admitted they didn't read the entire bill, they read that summary page, and it looked pretty good. And some of them have told us, oh, it's voluntary, voluntary, voluntary. Well, if you just read that summary page, you sure do get that impression that the county commission has the power to stay out of it and this kind of thing.
Now, see, here's the point I want to make to our listeners that are not in Missouri. This same thing is going on in Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, New Mexico, wherever you happen to be, it is happening. You can bet it is happening, and don't think that your politicians are a bit different than ours. So when you see these bills come across the desk, you need to get somebody that will sit there, stay up all night, and read these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages that they propose, because you have no idea what's in there. As one of our listeners wrote me, he said, we need to give these legislators a competency test to help prevent future legislative malpractice caused by elected officials voting for legislations that they have not read and do not understand. Let's take a break. And by the way, they're not going to read it, so we out here as citizens are going to have to read it and explain it to them. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. A one-year subscription is $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What topics does Derry discuss in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's cattle, hogs, and foreign troops, guns and gold and tax law loops, fair trade markets, beans and wheat, cowboy lawsuits and imported beef, kangaroo courts and Judge Roy Moore, the United Nations and the final war, dumbed-down schools and Bible quotes, China's buying our treasury notes, ID tags and cows and pigs, biometrics for our kids, federal nexus and checkoff dollars, endangered animals eating endangered flowers, watersheds and scenic byways, internal checkpoints on American highways, OSHA, OPEC, and the BLM, NAFTA, and GATT all irritate him. Each issue spans the human race, and right there on the front is his smiling face.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show,
and the man who asks, why be difficult when, with a bit of effort, you can be impossible, Derry Brownfield.
And we're back. Red Cuneo, are you there now?
I'm here, Derry.
We lost you a while ago.
I know. I got stuck in the mud or something. I don't know.
Boy, it's easy to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's something else.
Tell me, I understand that you were on one of our affiliates in Idaho the other evening.
Yeah, I, you know, of course, they pick you up out there. And after we had this Owensville meeting, the Britons up there in Owensville who have the FM
station.
Yep,
okay.
At any rate, they made contact with folks in Idaho, and the folks in Idaho wanted to do a program a week ago last Friday night on this whole issue we have going here in Missouri and see how it tied into some of the issues in Idaho. And from the call-ins we got, we had about an hour program. Come to find out, it seems to me like there's a lot of similarities going on out there. Maybe not exactly the same thing, but it all leads to the same thing. And I think it just documents the fact that this is going on in every state in the union, which you have said numerous times and we've talked about before. And to me, this issue that we have going here in Missouri is just another piece of the puzzle of this whole watershed control aspect, because you can see throughout the law that we have here in this 1433 and the issues that it has raised, they they, meaning those that are promoting this, they want the watershed concept. They do not want to give that up. They don't want to give it up for the mandated nine counties in southwest Missouri, and they don't want to give up the option to implement it in other third-class counties throughout the state of Missouri.
Now, what is a third-class county?
Well, I'm afraid you're going to ask me that. It's defined. It has to do with the economic base, the population, and a whole variety of things that's defined in state statutes. But it's generally the more rural counties in...
It's not the best. First class would be best,
well,
right?
You've got first class, second class, third class, fourth class.
Oh, really?
And it generally... I guess the idea is third class counties, mostly rural areas, and that's where they want to come after this concept of watershed sustainable development. And, of course, in your first class counties, generally set up next to the urban areas, and that's where they want to come after sustainable development through sustainable communities. So, you make a good point, Gary, about this going on all over the country. In fact, I just got a five-page copy here from some folks over in southwest Illinois, and I've been over there the last few years talking about watershed programs or trying to inform people to keep an eye out for this coming, and I just received this from a lady over in Sparta, Illinois, and it's called the Kaskaskia Watershed Initiative. Now, this is federal legislation that's going to implement complete and, as they say, holistic watershed management, meaning land and people and water and everything else and everything you do in it, in the entire southwest quadrant, or pretty close to it, of Illinois.
And it's coming, it's federal, it's a federal law?
It's a federal law. I don't have the bill number. I don't know whether it's been introduced yet, but it's called the Kaskaskia River Watershed Initiative Legislative Proposal. And the reason I'm sure it's federal is because it talks about the Secretary of Agriculture. And this, Department of Agriculture is going to be the main, I guess you would say, driving force in this thing, but it has cooperative working agreements with all of the state and federal agencies, which is not uncommon, the universities, all of the state and federal...
See, those salt projects are like that.
Everything's involved. And, of course, salt projects come in under soil and water programs, which is tied in with NRCS and USDA. But I just want to read something here real quick.
Yeah, really, please do.
Really stuck with me here, and this is five pages of single-line stuff, but I think this summarizes it. And I'm referring to the Kaskaskia watershed legislation here. The implementation and monitoring of watershed-based performance indicators developed in support of the Corps' strategic plan for a period of 15 years to provide a holistic view of the economic and ecosystem sustainability of a complete watershed and capitalize on the combined benefits of navigation, economic development, recreation, water control, and environmental stewardship by utilizing the watershed approach to project management.
Now, what did you say?
What did I say?
Can you put that in English?
Yeah, I just tell you what it is. It's federal land use control. It's coming down, and it's being painted just like this issue here in Missouri, that this is all locally driven because you got the local soil and water board people, and they have these facilitated meetings where they get together and they talk about problems, and they get local people to shake their head yes and sign off on them, and then all of a sudden they paint this as being locally driven, just like they're trying to paint this 1433 as being locally supported and controlled, which in my opinion it's anything but that, because you're going to wind up with a whole bunch of state and federal agencies coming down here to dictate to these watershed committees, watershed improvement districts. They'll be dictating to them exactly how it's done. And I've used the analogy before. I sat on the Soil and Water Board here for 8 years in the state of Missouri. That's locally elected. It's locally driven, supposedly. But the fact is, you're just overwhelmed by all the state and federal agencies.
You know, I tried to take some shorthand while you were reading that, and you lost me pretty quick, but it started out the watershed performance indicators. See, I don't even know what a watershed performance indicator is. That was the first four words.
Well, let me tell you, and I've said this before on your program when we talk about watershed, is a year ago, I went to an extensive watershed technical meeting in Jefferson City, and there's a whole host of indicators they've got that they're trying to implement by hydrological units, which dictates the size of the watershed. They've got a whole means of they've got these GPS stations where they can put that'll monitor this. They know exactly where it is, what's coming off the watershed as far as non-point or point pollution. They also have these stream teams here in Missouri that supposedly there's 2,000 of them, and they're going up and down all the kinds of creeks. So there's a whole host of measures that they have in place to do this. Now, when you sign up for a lot of these farm programs, be it salt projects or any of the subsidy programs, you are in essence signing up to letting the federal government or the state governments monitor your water quality coming off of your place, or you're not going to get any of those carrot dollars. So, again, coming back to the issue of 1433 here in Missouri, this is, to me, just one part of it. And as Russell said, you had Dennis Woods, who made no bones about it. He wants those nine, he wants the entire state, but he certainly wants those nine counties down there to be the pilot project for the country. Of course, they want a pilot project like that to hold up, just like they want it for the Whitewater River. They want the Kaskaskia River over in Illinois. And for those of you, your listeners out there in various other states, just dig into, read the paper, dig into stuff, and I'm sure you'll find one in your state.
Local papers don't even cover this sort of thing.
No, they don't. So you just have to keep your eyes and ears open. But it's out there. If you want to find it, it's happening.
You mentioned stream teams.
Right.
Have you ever seen a stream team operate?
Yeah.
Do they just come on people's property unannounced?
Well, you know, the Missouri Department of Conservation, DNR, in the case of Missouri, they try to say, well, you're supposed to talk to landowners, but it gets to be a very gray area because, you know, they say, well, you talk to it, but yet you could go up and wade up these streams. Well, then you get into the question of when does it become public waters, when does it become private waters? But I can tell you that every year these stream team members, and there's a lot of people that want to do right by these stream teams and clean up the streams and stuff, but I think the scariest part is that DNR and these state agencies and federal agencies are pushing people, individuals that are not experts, to get out here and take water sampling, and they don't know a public stream from a private stream. They may take a sample coming out of a little branch coming off my place, and so I guess, it leads to the whole question of it's kind of like who's looking in your backyard and what are they looking for and what are they going to do with it?
Well, there's no such thing as a private stream anymore, is there?
No, not really. If you talk to the Corps of Engineers.
Right. All water now is
waters of the United States.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got a mud puddle out there, it's water of the United States.
That's right.
So my feedlot, my road, my pasture, it's all water of the United States now.
That's right. Just to comment a little bit on, Russell and I have spent an awful lot of time this last couple of weeks and many hours on the phone, and we were certainly up to Jefferson City testifying in support of a repeal of this 1433 last week. We were supporting House or Senate Bill 172. As Russell had indicated, there were three of us that testified for repeal, but I was... and, of course, Representative Dennis Wood, being the proponent of keeping his legislation, got up and was testifying in opposition to 172. But I was a little bit surprised at some of the witnesses that he had called. And I
hey, hang on, because we must take a break. Stay right there.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others. others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
And we're back. Greg, going into the commercial break, and we need to make this quick because we have several callers we need to get to. But you said Dennis Wood called some witnesses. What kind of witnesses? Now,
he had four or five witnesses, but the two that really stuck out in my mind was two of them. They were Deputy Missouri Assistant Attorney Generals. They were testifying in opposition of the repeal bill and to sustain or support 1433. That really was surprising to me, and we could talk the rest of the day about that, but it was just a surprise. Let me just say one thing before to the listeners in Missouri. I think Russell and I, we've been working hard on this to try to inform people what we need to do, regardless of where you're at in Missouri, regardless, contact your state senator, state representative, and tell them you want this 1433 repealed. That is the best thing you can do right now. We're working on, Russell and I are going to, and others are going to keep working on this this various legislation that's going on up there, and we'll be going back to testify. But people in Missouri need to regardless of where you're at, again, this could involve the whole state, and to let your legislators know what it is.
Okay, let's go to the telephone. Sam. Hi, Sam. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, sounds like the heat is still on, which I knew it would be, and this is why people have positively got to remain vigilant on this kind of stuff. We can't back down. First thing I'd like to put forth is a proposal that a listener gave to me, to my station here, and that is that maybe what we might do, because obviously the representatives are not going to vote for this, is get enough petitions to get a referendum in Missouri to allow voters to vote on the issue of these bills flooding through the House and the Senate in Missouri. And the referendum would be that that a representative would have to sign under penalty of perjury that he did understand the bill, that he had read and understood the bill.
Well, Sam, that's interesting, and it's kind of along the lines my wife said last night. She said, Ray, why can't we get the legislators to sign something to say that they have read the entire bill? can't there be a legislation passed? And I said, well, that's an idea. So it kind of ties into what you're saying.
Well, I'm urging everybody to get involved. I'm going to try to see if we can't get a petition drive started around Owensville here, and we'll just work it out from there like we did when we called the meeting in the first place. And maybe we can get this on a ballot, because if nothing else, this will slow this down. See, I'm tired of people just saying, well, this is the way the Good Old Boys Network has always worked, and we may as well live with it. No, I don't have to live with anything. You know, the people, the founding fathers rocked plenty of boats when they came over here to start this country, and we have to be prepared that we're going to have to rock a few boats to get some changes made, too. Those who sit on the sidelines are just going to wonder what happened.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Sam. But it is ridiculous. And then they put so many pages in these bills. NAFTA or GATT, I remember, was 30 or 20,000 pages or something. Let's take a break. The final break of the hour. We'll go right back to the telephone. So Bill and Megan, hang on there. We'll be with you shortly.
Take it out.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The last oil shock back in 1979 started with terrorism, and gold ran from $175 to $850 an ounce, a 500% increase. Today's $50 plus oil shock also started with terrorism, and now gas prices, inflation, and gold are again rising. But it's still not too late to get in on this new gold rush that Swiss America and I have been talking about. Find out more for yourself by calling my good friends at Swiss America. It's time to restore the standard in your family nest egg and good old-fashioned gold coins. Call them now. 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646, which spells a 1-800-BUYCOIN. And request a free copy of Restoring the Standard and their new DVD. Take action. Don't wait for gas prices to hit $5 a gallon. It's 1-800-BUYCOIN.
Hey, why aren't you smiling? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and check out the People's Dental Plan. Are you staying away from the dentist because it's too expensive? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and save from 20 to 50% or more at the dentist with the People's Dental Plan. Do the kids need braces? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the People's Dental Plan. The People's Dental Plan covers your whole family with discounts on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, fillings, x-rays, braces, you name it. All for just $9.95 a month at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or your money back. So if you're losing that healthy smile, you know the drill. Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the money-saving People's Dental Plan today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
And we have returned. Let's go very quickly to Megan in Pennsylvania. Hi, Megan. Thanks for staying with us.
Hi, guys. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm really interested in this because even though I'm in Pennsylvania right now, my husband and I are looking at some property actually near Ava. And so when I saw this last night online in the Richmond Mirror, and just listening to your show, you know, has become aware that we need to know about these things. So my question was, is when they do a repeal, would they be sure to include that, you know, from my little bit of understanding of these water things is, you know, okay, maybe they would give you the bone and say, we're not going to put meters on your well, but then eventually, when they have installed some kind of watershed, they're going to say, well, Derry, you have too many cattle on your land. You're going to have to get rid of some, and somebody else can't use this.
Okay, good question. How would you answer that, Ray?
Well, I think if this legislation was completely repealed, it's a step in the right direction. But I can assure you those folks with this agenda are going to come back with any means they can. And the state and federal agencies and environmental NGOs are all after control of the land through watershed and control of the non-point and point sources of pollution, which means everything in the watershed. So, yeah, it's fine. We'll do away with this legislation here. If it's repealed, if it is repealed, you can bet that they're going to come back with some form thereof. They're going to just keep chipping away. That's why we have to be eternally vigilant on matters like this.
Okay, let's go to Ken in Nebraska. Hi, Ken.
Yeah, Derry, I was going to ask Ray there. We were just now being taxed on our irrigation wells, $35 to $40 a well. What does that have to do with what you're talking about?
Well, I just think it's you know, what you're experiencing out there is probably what we might experience here. It could well wind up being that if they get well monitoring in this, and the next thing we're in an area of water depletion, they say, well, you can't deplete it anymore. We need to tax you. So, you know, at this point, it's hard to say.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Let's go to Bill in Missouri. Hi, Bill.
Hi. And on the water tower at Lone Jack, they have a sign now, and I think it went up in the last 6 to 8 months, that says that tampering with this facility is a federal offense. This means that the federals are in it, and I think if we don't get back to our state legislators to stand up against federal, we're all going to be out hunting water with a rifle for long.
He was breaking up there real badly on that phone, but it sounded to me like on the water tower it says that tampering with this facility is a federal offense.
Well, probably because it's declared to be waters of the United States or the state of Missouri. But the point is well taken, is that the feds are involved in all of this. All of these state and federal agencies, you've heard me say this time and again, it's just like in this Kaskaskia initiative and everything else, they all have cooperative working agreements. They all work hand in hand. So when you deal with one, you deal with all, whether it's a state agency or federal agency. And that's the concern we have about this Missouri thing, is that if we create a new level of government in this political subdivision, they're going to have to answer to the state agencies and the federal agencies, and really there will be no local control.
Al in Wisconsin. Hi, you're on the air, Al.
Very good. Very interesting subject. However, you people have got to become aware of one fact. The only thing keeping the government, state government, federal government, county government, any government off of your property is patent land title.
Do you have a patent land title on your property?
Absolutely.
How did you get it? Very quickly. We got 30 seconds.
You have to apply for it. It's the first page of anybody's abstract. That abstract calls for the federal government giving all rights reserved to the landowner. Get them up in your name. Get that patent land put into your name.
Okay, hey, we're out of time. Thanks for the call, Al. Ray and Russell Wood, it's been a pleasure having both of you again as guests on the Common Sense Coalition. Keep us informed on this. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.